Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Behind the Obsession. This is Julie. Hope you guys are having a great day today. I guess I just wanted to do a little housekeeping. I don't know if anyone knows that I'm new to podcasting. I'm new to listening to my own voice. So I'm still working on not saying I think I said that like a million times, but I'm trying. I'm also trying to learn how to edit, manage. Normally I just record and send. I don't edit. Not that I don't care, but it's just that I want to give you my authentic self. And in order for me to do that, I feel as though if I record something and then edit it and then re-record it and then to make it perfect, then that's not my authentic self. And then it's kind of it needs to be unscripted. It's just something that I feel as though if I'm trying to connect with you, then in order for you to see who I am, then you need to see my authentic self. And that means that there'll be times where, you know, it won't be perfect. Like just now the car is driving really loud and it's okay. But this is me. We're not going to like start over and do it again. So I just wanted to share that. Little by little, we will get the alms out and little by little, we'll get better in time. But with anything, it's practice. You have to do it and you don't get better overnight. You have to do it. You have to take the necessary steps to work towards your craft. Here goes the again. So this is not my craft. I'm learning it. And in order for me to get better, I just have to keep doing it. I was going through my bookshelf and I found the journal that I had when I was opening up the bakery. So for future podcasts, I'm using this because I wanted to kind of give you guys the inside look on how I plan the launch of Cakeaholic Obsession, which is really big because you're gonna see what I was working on as I was working on the launch. I'm a stickler for a to-do list. I think that it's key. It's like essential, it's necessary. Without a to-do list, you are not going to accomplish what you need to accomplish throughout the day. When I do my to-do list, I basically just do a to-do list and I put the date on it and I list the items that I'm working on. I try not to make my to-do list a long list only because I feel as though a long list is ambitious. And depending on the day, you may not achieve the entire list or cross it all off and then you feel defeated because you didn't finish. So in the beginning of my to-do list, I used to make put everything I had to do and go through the list. And then I was like, oh, it's the end of the day. I only got two things done. And then, so how do I get better at this? So now what I do is my to-do list is kind of broken up into three sections. I have the most important thing that has to get done today, things that are just lingering, but you know, I can get done throughout the week, and things that are, you know, must haves. Like I have to kind of get to it, but it's not urgent. So this way, the top to do things are handled right away, first thing in the morning. And then the other things I can work on throughout the week, but it's not pressing if it's not finished today. Let me go to this book because I wanted to show you just a snippet of what my to-do list was opening up the bakery. Just so you'll understand that I am a stickler for a to-do list, and I think without a to-do list, you are going to fail. All right. So this to-do list is November 10th, 2014. Open up an account at PSE&G, get my tax ID, get a coming soon sign, put paper on the window that of our space that we just got because it was brand new. And I mean, well, not brand new, but it was a new space. And I wanted to put paper on it because I didn't want everyone to know what we were doing. I wanted it to be like a big reveal. Start taking stuff to the shop. That was like, I had tons of bakery items or baking tools at the house. And that goes back to what I said in my last podcast. You are planning for your future. So you don't wait until you open up a shop to then start buying tools for it. You know the tools you're going to need. So I had tons of tools that I had already purchased because remember, every time I got paid, I was buying something related to Cakeaholic Obsession. Update the website with classes and parties. Call the contractor. Make an equipment list. Go to the used equipment store, drop off menus to my girlfriend's shop, send business cards over to a client, make labels for an event on Sunday. That was just that to-do list for that day. I have gotten better with my to-do list. They're not as long as that one is anymore because I know that in order for me to successfully get things done, I have to make them shorter, make what is a priority on that list comes first, and then everything else can kind of trickle in. So I just wanted to give you an idea of what my to-do list looked like during that time, only because I think that it will give you just a snippet of the things that you have to do, and there's so much to do, and if you don't write down what you have to do, then you'll miss something. Something gets off of your radar and you'll forget about it. The same thing like what if I'm doing orders, like all of my orders, I always calendar them. Although I write them down in a book, I also put them on my phone just so that I can have multiple reminders of things coming up. This way I'm ahead of the time, I'm scheduled, I know how to manage my time. And I think that running a business, you'll learn that time management is really important. A lot of things come up spontaneously, and sometimes in order for you to take advantage of something spontaneously, you have to be like, okay, I pretty much took care of everything, so I can do this. And that will allow you more freedom. I felt as though when in doing this, you, like for instance, I was open. The bakery was open from Tuesday to Saturday. Sunday, I would open only unless I have an order on Sunday and you need to, like, it had to be like a special occasion. Someone was doing like, a christening and needed the cake for Sunday. And I would come in just to give them the cake on Sunday. But I managed my time so that I can, if I was closing early on any of those days or needed a moment or closing, that I'm like, okay, I already went to Restaurant Depot, bought my supplies, I have everything ready for the weekend. So if I needed to close early one day or come in late one day, I was pretty much prepped for that day. So definitely work on your to-do list out the things that you have to do, and slowly but surely check them off. And I have yearly to-do list as well, where there's big goals that I want to achieve and obtain, and I work on those lists, that yearly list as well. And then I have like monthly goals, daily goals. So I think once you start working on how to manage your time and how to just start writing it down. I write everything down. I'm a journal whore in a sense. I have journals dating back from when I was dating my husband. So everything is written. Only because I always like to go back to see where I was in that place. And if I write it down, it's kind of like my own book. Like I know, like, wait a minute, I did this before. Let me go back to when did I do this? What year was that? And I go back and the notes are right there. So I don't have to like revisit or research it again or redo it again because I did it already. So I definitely think that writing things down is important. Creating a to-do list is very important. And this way you have great time. You'll learn how to have great time management. I'm not the best at my time management. I mean, sometimes I do spend an hour or two scrolling on Instagram, and I'm always like, Julie, that is so bad. You know how much stuff you could be getting done doing this? And I'm like, ah, can't do it. So for that reason, I've been scaling back some. But if you notice that you don't have a list, then you won't know what you have to do. And then you'll think that it's okay for you to be scrolling for 2 hours when you don't have a list to work on. And when you make that list, you'll be like, oh yeah, I did have stuff to do. Like, I needed to be doing that instead of scrolling on Instagram for 2 hours. Don't get me wrong, I scroll all the time, but I have to do it in moderation because I'm trying to work on different things. And in order for me to accomplish those goals, I have to take time out of my day to work on those goals. So I just wanted to share that with you. That was like a real quick tidbit that I saw while I was cleaning up. I hope you guys are having a great day. Keep obsessing about your dreams, because if you don't obsess about your dreams, no one else will. I'll keep reminding you of that until you jump out and realize that. You can reach me at behindtheobsession@gmail.com. Send me any questions. I'll be happy to answer it. I've been getting a lot of questions from you guys, and I really appreciate that. I think I'm going to do a Q&A coming up soon. And also, you can follow me on Instagram @behindtheobsession. Thanks for tuning in today. You guys have a great day. Bye now.